Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the questions I got was, what is gigantomastia, or extremely large breasts? Now, I don't think they were asking that of me personally, because of me, but because this has come up because of that teacher, that transgender teacher who was wearing I guess a Z size, which is one of the highest size. Well, maybe double or triple Z would be the highest size. But Z size breast prostheses. Well, gigantomastia, or breast hypertrophy, is where somebody has excessive breast tissue growth. It affects people assigned female at birth. You will have experienced rapid and disproportionate breast growth. And it can be very, very uncomfortable. I mean, I had large breasts, but I don't think I would have qualified for this. And so sometimes we do breast reduction surgery if we think there could be other sorts of concerns. Sometimes we use hormones. But your breast can still continue to grow. So it is it's a rare, rare occurrence. But this teacher, Kayla Lemieux, says that's what her diagnosis is. This is a transgender female teacher in a Canadian high school who wears size Z breasts that he says is not a prosthesis. She says they're real. Lemieux told the Post during an exclusive interview. This was, I think, 2 weeks ago or 1 week ago. Now, Lemieux wears women's clothing and a blonde wig, makeup, and then the breasts. She says she's not transgender, but was born intersex. And she says, my condition is classified as gigantomastia, which can be referred to as macromastia or breast hypertrophy. She said it's rare. There's no doubt about it. It affects women on a very rare basis. But in my case, I believe, and my doctor thinks because I have XX chromosomes as well, that has something to do with it, and hormone sensitivity to estrogen has caused it. Now, when pressed for proof, Lemieux said that she never got a formal diagnosis. Now, meanwhile, a few days late, before that, there was a report in the New York Post of her as a male with no breasts walking around outside of his or her apartment and dressed as male. And this Canadian teacher has now been the, I guess, source of a legal challenge in this school, as Canadian parents in Toronto want the Halton School District to enact a dress code for teachers too. These breasts are not only large, but have very prominent nipples. And if it is a prosthesis, then why does it have to be as demonstrative? Mind you, people have prostheses. I get it. I mean, if I ever had to have a mastectomy for cancer, I would have a prosthesis. I just don't think I would have a very prominent nipple aspect of it, because at work, those things could be, unfortunately, a distraction. And I have already enough people distracted and not listening to me like I need them to. But families are pretty ticked off. And in fact, there's been a GoFundMe page, a couple of them, for a legal battle for parents and the school, having them enact a school dress code. Now, where this gets a little sticky is if somebody identifies as female and wants to wear prostheses. Well, that school gets sued for not being diverse and accepting of somebody who wants to wear breast prostheses. And so then, well, what do you do? Do you have a limit on the size of the prosthesis? So this teacher who is dressed with it, she works shop. And so you see a very dangerous tool near the breasts. And she doesn't look very comfortable, you know, in terms of trying to manage it all, which is why we might be allegedly seeing these pictures of her back in her cis male clothing. But, what does schools do? So on Wednesday, the Halton District School Board will vote on a new dress code for teachers. But the parents are upset that there's not really a lack of specifics. And I'm not sure where the school goes from here, because this is, this is something that I'm really mixed on. Because we didn't really have to get this far. If this teacher, who has been found to where this is not his real breasts, these are prostheses, and is, you know, choosing one that is, I guess, very demonstrative, does the school have a right to say, look, you know, these kids are being distracted. Is there a prosthesis you could use that still allows you to enjoy your identity and not necessarily distract the students? And so people don't know if this is a joke. They don't know if he's an activist or she's an activist. They don't know if it's real. And it's something that this is not what the school should be about. And I don't know how well Toronto is doing in terms of their math and reading proficiency, but I know in America we're struggling. And so a lot of eyes are watching what's happening in Canada, because there may be another teacher that says, look, you know, this is how I want to be. Or what if you have a teacher that wants to be topless and says, look, you know, why are we fat or body shaming? I should be able to, you know, be comfortable with my body. And somebody can say, well, yeah, but there's a dress code. You know, there's a dress code. Well, so I it'll be interesting to see where schools move on from this. But I could tell you this, you know, this gynomastia, this or gigantomastia, it is a real condition. But I wouldn't fake having it. This is something that a lot of people, that or those who have it, really struggle. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, as you guys know, I have been very, very reluctant to insult and call for Fauci's prior resignation. He has left. And I was very slow to do that because I kind of saw what was going on. And I wasn't really shocked by that. Dr. Fauci worked for the government. He worked for the NIH, had a very highly decorated career, had put a lot of years and time and patient care into his career. But when he got himself the position of being a focal point and a spokesperson for the government, two administrations, well, multiple administrations before that, but for COVID, I knew right away it wasn't going to be a good mix. And I knew right away he was going to find himself in trouble. And I was hoping to see from Dr. Fauci a little bit more of what we did in medical school and what we do as doctors, where, all right, patients come first, politics aside. I don't care about my $400,000 a year job. I'm going to say it like it is. But when you work for the government or when you work for academia, you can't do that. And a lot of doctors, you know, mind you, somebody like me would not do well in politics because I don't want to play the game. There's a game you have to play. And Fauci, being a very decorated doctor within a government agency, knew how to play the game. It backfired when policy was made based on some of his recommendations. And again, that's why I had said early on, I would not want to be in Fauci's position. I don't care about the $400,000 a year. Plus all the other things, the bobbleheads and whatever royalties he got. I did not ever want to be in a position such as that, because you could tell that politics got to him. So when it came to the masks, and he first said, look, guys, I don't think these masks are really going to protect you against this pathogen. It might be a barrier, but it's not going to prevent you to the degree that, like, a hazmat suit would. When he implied, he was right. That's exactly what any of his doctors would say. But then all of a sudden, it was like, well, and then, so he was known as flip-flop Fauci, where he flipped on that. Then when people had said, look, guys, this could be a lab leak, it could have leaked from a lab, anybody who's a physician, anybody who's a scientist, anybody who has followed the previous SARS outbreak knows that that's a very plausible theory. He denied it, poo-pooed it. There's been concerns that he suppressed it. And I don't think that's the medicine hat he was wearing or the scientist hat. That was the political hat. And so many people have been very angry. I don't get angry. You know, he's a physician. He's a highly decorated one, has, you know, multiple decades experience, and he got himself a killer job where he got to be a part of both administrations, and he tried to play it, you know, both ways and appease both administrations. Where I found fault early on is the patients come first. And if a lab leak theory was a plausible one, and mind you, it's still being investigated. I believe it. I mean, it makes sense to me because the first SARS outbreak was deemed back in 2002 from a lab leak. So I think it's plausible. But what any person in that position should have done, let's say I was Dr. Fauci, I would say, oh, absolutely, we need to entertain this. That has to be one of the theories. In science, we look at all possibilities. There is some data that right now might be ruling against it because we have a lot of data on the natural transmission, but I don't think anything should be off the table, and I think everything needs to be investigated because future outbreaks could rely on what we find and our preparedness in the future. That would have been an answer. Instead, it was this poo-pooing of it. Well, if Dr. Fauci doesn't believe it, then nobody believes it. And many doctors found themselves frustrated that Dr. Fauci was representing us. And then doctors started to get in trouble when they agreed with Fauci on his first mask statement, saying, look, guys, you know, it's like a chain link fence. You could wear it, but don't think you're fully protected. You could die if you get COVID, so don't just walk around with a half-assed mask and think you're protected. Didn't matter. They got in trouble. And so did Fauci step up for the doctors and say, hey, guys, the doctors aren't wrong when they say this. You don't have to be threatening them losing their license. Did Dr. Fauci step up when California threatened to go after doctors for misinformation on COVID, when many of them have been talking about, hey, guys, you know, you need to talk to your doctor and you need to, you know, consider there could be side effects? Where is Dr. Fauci saying, hey, guys, you know, look, As with anything, there could be side effects. You know, the data is showing there's more benefits than risks, but nobody is wrong if they say there's a side effect. Where is he standing up for the medical community? And where is he standing up for the American patient? All right, if we had a country, which most of us had concluded already, that there might have been some very poor standards in a lab, and it wasn't bat soup, and that this needed to be figured out as soon as possible before anything else got leaked, or any other labs across the globe had the same poor standards, he should have, if he really wanted to help the American public, say, hey guys, if this is a theory, and if this is a possibility, that there was a lab leak, whether we have concluded it or not, and whether we can quickly enough conclude it, I say we should take this time for every lab to review their protocols. And all labs that have infectious disease, we need to make sure that they aren't having cross-contamination, a misconstrual that an inactivated virus, because that's what happened in 2004. They thought the SARS was inactivated. Somebody brought it to the low-level diarrhea lab and to study something else, and somebody then got the SARS. You know, Dr. Fauci could have, on this pulpit, said, hey guys, look, you know, even if this theory might not be believed by all, I think it is extremely important, and why not ensure that all labs are following proper protocols? And I'd be more than happy to help make those protocols. But instead, we didn't get that. And then he started to speak a little bit more like the way a lot of doctors speak, saying, hey guys, we got to be open to all possibilities. Maybe then you start to see some backpedaling. So I don't think Dr. Fauci necessarily needs to be vilified, but what I think moving forward is we need to really rethink having somebody in that role. And don't give somebody that much power to help steer the mandates and public policy that affected schools, that affected our kids, that affected the economy. It should have always been a team of doctors, teachers, pharmacists, nurses, child development specialists. It shouldn't have been just on one person. And so I don't know if I blame Fauci as much as I blame the system. I mean, once you get that role, you're not going to want to give it up. And it looks like he kind of played both sides. Meanwhile, here we are 3.5 years later going, what the hell is going on? Now, mind you, not all doctors think the same. We have doctors that differ on vaccine safety. We have doctors that differ on the type of masks. And not everybody's wrong and not everybody's right. Even though the N95 respirator is one of the better masks, there was just a study saying it didn't do much either. So I was one of the doctors that said, hey guys, if you are going to do a mask, wear an N95 respirator. But a lot of those bandanas that you're wearing and gaiters aren't cutting it. Well, this one study said the N95 didn't cut it either. Well, you know, for a lot of respiratory pathogens, yeah, hazmat suits might be necessary. But what was practical? So there were varying degrees of right and wrong. And I get that. And I think a lot of people understand that. But with Dr. Fauci, are they going to replace him? Is there going to be a new Dr. Fauci? Because it wasn't really popular, and now that we're having these reports where the FBI, the Energy Department are thinking, look, guys, you know, with a moderate to low level of confidence, we think it was a lab leak. You prove a doctor wrong, nobody's going to have respect for public health policy in the future. And that's what we need. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA News Update. The Biden administration's using a COVID relief bill passed during the Trump administration as its defense in forgiving $400 billion in student loan debt. Several Republican-led states argue before the Supreme Court today that pandemic relief is not a legitimate reason for canceling the debt. On this last day of February, winter is very much still with us. Snow is falling in the Northeast, and the mountains of the West are under another blizzard warning. It's Election Day in Chicago. Incumbent Mayor Lori Lightfoot is trailing in the polls. If none of the nine candidates wins 50% of the vote, there's a runoff between the top two in April. The rate at which home prices are rising is starting to slow. The latest Case-Shiller National Home Price Index was up by nearly 6% in December. That's down from being up about 7.5% in November. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of our parents had a couple weeks ago asked about the safety of a child playing against somebody who might be older than them or of a different sex. And I think this came about when there was video footage of a volleyball game where a transgender player spiked the ball and it hit the player on the opposite team in the head and she was knocked unconscious. Now, mind you, I mean, a girl can exhibit force as well, but it definitely brought up questions of if somebody's taller and bigger, could that be more dangerous? And so one reason why we don't have girls play against guys in football is because they could get tackled. They could get hurt pretty bad. And so the topic of safety has come up. Now, some people thought, well, you know, parents are starting to fight the whole transgender movement, so they're trying to bring up safety as another angle. Well, that video footage scared a lot of parents. And so already people are kind of concerned about their child getting hit in the head, their child undergoing concussions. And so if they are up against somebody who could be bigger and stronger and transgender female, meaning biologically male, could there be safety risks? Well, we don't have a lot of data. I mean, we're starting to get bits and pieces, and we have heard recently that a Christian high school basketball team forfeited a playoff because there was a transgender student on the opposing team. And parents were concerned about the safety of their players as well as the fairness of the game. Now, this is the state championship playoffs. Though a Christian prep school in Vermont forfeited. And they did this after discovering the opposing team had a transgender player on the roster. It's the Mid-Vermont Christian School girls team, the Eagles. And they were going to be up against the Long Trail Mountain Lions in the fourth game of the playoffs last week before the Christian school dropped out and now is out of the tournament. The head of the institution, Vicky Fogg, said it would be unfair and unsafe for the high school girls to play against a biologically male player on the other team. In a statement to Fox News, Ms. Fogg wrote, "We withdrew from the tournament because we believe playing against an opponent with a biological male jeopardizes the fairness of the game and the safety of our players." She said allowing biological males to participate in women's sports sets a bad precedent for the future of women's sports in general. So the team's forfeit sent the Long Trail Mountain Lions to the quarterfinals. They did lose the number 4 seed to Arlington. And so, you know, some have asked, would they have lost anyway? So this could at least make a statement, or were they right about the safety? I don't know. I don't know much about the player. I don't know much about, you know, what happens in basketball. But it was a very, very one of the strongest moves yet. You know, to cancel a game is one thing, but to take yourselves out of a tournament that you could have won is a bigger statement. Now, state law in Vermont prohibits discrimination against student-athletes on the basis of their gender identity and says that any dispute over a student's ability to play because their biological gender doesn't match their gender identity must be considered on a case-by-case basis. The state education agency says the best practice entails providing transgender and gender-conforming students the same opportunities to participate in physical education as are all other students. Generally, students should be permitted to participate in physical education and sports in accordance with the student's gender identity. Participation in competitive athletic activities and sports will be resolved by a case-by-case basis. The agency also advised that transgender students should not be required to use the bathroom or locked room that conflicts with their identity. So earlier this year, the Mid-Vermont Christian School submitted a letter to the agency seeking permission to continue receiving public tuition funding while also arguing that it should not have to follow all of the state's anti-discrimination laws because it is a religious organization. They say as a religious organization, the school has a statutory and constitutional right to make decisions based on its religious beliefs, including hiring and disciplining employees associated with others and its admissions, conduct and operations, policies and procedures. So they said by signing this form, we do not waive any such rights. They say that the laws conflict with the school's beliefs on marriage and sexuality, and that the school has not included that language in its handbook or online, nor can it affirm the particular aspect of the Vermont Public Accommodations Act. So one of you had asked, is this really as much of an issue as media has made it to be? Is this really a common occurrence where we have transgender athletes in sports? I think it's not very common now. I think it is rare. But I do think it is going to become more common because the, and this is just neutrally saying, you have, let's say, a biological male who has not identified as a male. Many of them have struggled with other members of their sex, maybe gotten beaten up, bullied, and they find solace and protection within the other gender. Now they're within that gender. But as any child would, they have to find a role. They have to have an identity. And within their cis population, their biological population, they might not have been able to excel in certain things, such as sports. They now come to the female side and become transgender female, and they may find themselves excelling. And I do anticipate that many transgender females might find competency, they might find confidence now in some of their athletic abilities because they are now competing with biological females. And I do foresee a lot more individuals then moving into that. Not all, not only because they, you know, because they want to go to the Olympics and they want to make money and get endorsements, but kids want to find a role. They want to be a part of a team. They want to also compete. That's, you know, your adolescent is competitive. Your adolescent wants to find a mate. Your adolescent wants to find an identity. And your adolescent wants to become accepted. And many adolescents want to have a team. And they want to have friends. And you have instant colleagues, instant friends, instant teammates when you join a sport. My son noticed that as soon as he injured his knee and needed surgery, and he couldn't compete in lacrosse, he lost touch with a lot of those friends. There's a brotherhood or a sisterhood on these teams. So it is very enticing, not only for accolades that you could get and trophies that you could get, but also from the psychological and societal benefits of being on a team. And so schools and parents and athletes are struggling with how do we move forward with this because it is going to become more common. Why not? You could get an academic scholarship. College can become a lot more affordable if you could then become if you could be on, you know, a team that you couldn't be in your cis biological role. And so there's a lot of advantages. And so we'll see what happens. For 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. One question I get is, how often can you trust the staff at a hospital? I'd say 100%. I mean, to get a job at a hospital, to keep your job, you got to be good. If at all anybody affects patient care, that hospital could get sued. That hospital could lose its accreditation, its licensing. So I would say you could trust everybody. But have I seen some workers at some hospitals that might not have been my favorite? Yeah. Unfortunately, though, many people have come up with cases where they were, people had been talked down to. Their staff was rude to them. And may not be heeding to the calls when you have pain or something wrong. And that's why I had said, if ever you're in doubt, make sure you have a patient advocate there. Someone in the family, that could be the patient's voice if you need it. And I have seen staff who were fantastic staff, but they were overworked and spread thin, such that when somebody was in pain, took a little while for that staff person to get to them. So it's difficult when some hospitals don't have enough staff. They are not supposed to overload a nurse with too many patients because that nurse has to be there for, but it's really difficult when you're putting an NG tube in or you're, you know, cleaning a patient or treating a bed sore and somebody else is hitting the button saying, you know, my pain medicine isn't working. It's a challenge. And hopefully there's a float or there's the nurse supervisor that could go in and check, but there's a lot of protocol. It's difficult. Well, apparently there is a report now of a nurse who had, hold on a second, where did it go? I really apologize. Where there was apparently a nurse that has been accused of slamming a baby into a bassinet. This is in New York. She was caught on video slamming a newborn face first into a bassinet. This nurse has been fired and is under investigation. Now, the incident occurred at Good Samaritan University Hospital in West Islip on Long Island. It's being investigated by the Suffolk County Police Department Special Victims Section. The baby is Nico. Nico was 2 days old when he was receiving antibiotics at the hospital's neonatal intensive care unit. Nico's father, Fidel Sinclair, began filming his child through curtains that were not completely drawn and captured the incident on camera. The video recorded the nurse allegedly forcefully flipping the baby from on his back onto his stomach on the bassinet. He said, "I'm happy I was there. God sent me. If it wasn't for God, we would have never seen none of that happen. And what would have kept happening through the night, not only to him, but to other babies too." Nico's mother, Consuelo Saravia, told the outlet that the video was heartbreaking. "I couldn't stop crying. I couldn't even sleep." Apparently, the mom confronted the nurse about how she was handling the baby. "I told her, I don't want you to touch my child. You just slammed him." She said, "Oh, no, if you think I mishandled him or anything, I'm sorry." Catholic Health, which operates the hospital, said in a statement that immediate action was taken in response to the video. Upon learning of this incident, swift and immediate action was taken, including conducting an investigation and consequently terminating the individual involved. Additionally, we reported the individual to the Department of Health for further review. Keeping our patients safe remain our paramount concern. Now, they say the organization has explained that curtains being drawn is standard practice to ensure privacy. So they have curtains in the neonatal ICU to provide privacy for the patients and their families, and because services are being administered at the bedside, immediate family members are permitted inside the neonatal ICU to spend time with their loved ones. So I'm not sure what the heck happened. I mean, to be a neonatal ICU nurse, I mean, you have to have years of training, experience, and a love of infants. How would this happen? Was she or he having a bad day? Was it a wrist drop? Did she drop the baby? But neonatal unit, ICU, is taking care of our most vulnerable human beings. Many of them premature, many of them not fully developed, or undergoing their final development that they couldn't in the womb. And it's a shock. But this shows us that we have to be present and we have to be aware. Now, fortunately, you don't seem to be kicked out of the hospital as much during the neonatal or pediatric as you are as an adult. A lot of adults will say, "Look, I can't be with my loved one. They kick me out." Remember, there was a hospital that wouldn't let you in if you didn't have a COVID vaccine, so you couldn't see your loved one if you weren't fully vaccinated. And so, but if you're breastfeeding your baby, or you're trying to supply the milk, or you're, depending on how old the baby is, if the baby can, many premature ones might not be able to breastfeed, but you have a little bit more access as a parent. You got to be watching. And it's a shame that stuff like this happens. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So an interesting debate that keeps coming up is, should you switch your airplane seat if you're asked? Now, apparently, what has been happening recently is when you book a flight, you might be on orbits or cheap seats or something, and you might get a, you might see that this, the, a flight is about $100 cheaper on one leg of it. So you grab that. You grab that flight only to find out that you didn't get assigned, you don't get to choose your seats. And when you look and see where your family of four is sitting, they give you four middle seats all around the plane. And if you want to choose your seat, you have to pay extra. Well, a lot of people don't want to pay extra. So they're like, you know what? I'm just going to wing it. Most people will move. And I remember asking if somebody didn't mind, and I offered to buy them a drink, or I offered to buy them their lunch on the plane. But I always offer something, you know, for somebody to do that. But it, I feel bad if my seats aren't together. And this has only been something, I haven't had to do it really because I used to be able to get seats, but sometimes if the flight is really full, I have one person separated, so I usually have my husband sit away from the kids and I sit with them. But now it's really common that a lot of people do not get to have seats next to each other, or the plane flight gets canceled, so there are four seats all together now because they have to jump a new flight because that flight got canceled, now it's all mixed. So they end up asking people for help, and they ask asking people to move. Well, some individuals don't want to move. But where it got a little tricky is there was a TikTok star who, or somebody who, an influencer who on TikTok had been in first class, and she didn't want to move seats because somebody wanted to sit next to their child. And people have been criticizing her, but also people have been supporting her. And I had one time had to take a first class flight. It took a first class flight and it cost me a lot, but I was having some numbness and tingling in one of my extremities. And so I wanted to get a window seat and I wanted to have that extra room. So I paid extra. I paid a lot of money. Well, somebody asked me to move and they said, "Good, look, can you move?" And I'm like, "Is it another window seat? Because that's kind of what I need." "No, but I need to sit next to my husband." And it was in front, and I'm like, "I'm sorry, I can't. I, you know, this is what I kind of paid for. This is what I planned for." And I felt bad because I never refuse. I always move. And I felt guilty. But she made me feel like crap. So apparently that's the next big thing people are losing sleep over, is will you allow somebody to move seats or will they give you trouble? 1-877-DOCTORDALI. Don't go away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself?
Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.